You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Joining us now is our resident chef here on the Sunday Session, Mike van der Alzen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I believe you're in Taupo for the supercars. What fun.
Yeah, isn't it great? I arrived late last night, so I haven't actually seen what the town's like, but I would imagine it's buzzing. And it was funny this morning because I think everyone in the town got awoken to two V8, they're like V8 jet boats on the lake, and they were so loud. It was like, ooh, I'm waking up to a V8 alarm clock.
There you go. You're ready for the weekend. And look, I know you've got a house full of people, and you very kindly slept in your own garage.
Isn't that nice? Mm. Isn't that lovely? I'm glad it's not that cold.
Now, look, I love what the way you're thinking today. You're going, okay, so you're going to an event, maybe a day out with the family. What do you take? What is the best thing to whip up that everyone's going to love? And you can't go past the classic bacon and egg pie, can you?
Isn't it delicious?
Did we invent this?
Oh, good question. I'm just going to say, along with the pavlova, because if any Aussie comes along and goes, actually, we did the bacon egg pie, mate, I'll just say, no, we did it before you.
Why not? We'll take it. We'll claim it. Let's own it. Okay, tell me the key to the perfect bacon and egg pie, Mike.
So, delicious eggs and some good bacon. If you can get some, like, dry aged or dry smoked bacon, they're the two keys. And then also it's what you cook it in. So this particular one, we're actually doing it in our Ingoelsen pan, which is a cast iron pan. And the beauty about doing it in a cast iron pan is you get that even heat all the way around the pie. But if you haven't got one, just chuck it into an oven tin. So first up, preheat your oven 180 degrees, and then take I've just got puff pastry you just buy from the supermarkets. It's just those sheets of puff pastry. Lightly grease your oven tray or pan, and then start to lay your pastry inside. And then if you need more than one sheet of pastry, where the pastry meets, just wash that with a little bit of egg wash, and that's your glue that keeps those two pieces of pastry together. Once you've got the base of the pastry down on your tray, I've got nine eggs in my pie. So this one makes a big pie. So this will feed everyone for the entire day at the V8 Supercars today. Crack in your eggs. And then on top of that, I'm going to put some bacon, just raw bacon. You don't need to pre-cook it. Layer that across the top. And then I've got some onions, finely sliced onions. And then some decent amount of sea salt and a good crack of pepper. Put the remaining sheets on top so it's fully covered. You don't need to prick holes in it, but what you do need is just need to knot the edges of the pastry so it all comes together. And then on top, I put a bit more egg wash on top just to make it nice and beautiful and come up shiny. Some sesame seeds, and if you want, you could put some rosemary leaves, sprinkle some rosemary leaves over the top. Fire that in the oven. The oven's on 180, as I said, but one trick if you are doing it in a cast iron pan is actually put your cast iron pan onto the element first and heat it for about 4 minutes on high. And what that does is just gives the cast iron pan a good head start. Otherwise, if you put it in the oven, the top starts to color up too much before the heat actually starts to transfer through that cast iron pan. So just fire that into the oven, 180 degrees. It's gonna take 40 minutes, depending on the thickness, but 40 minutes at 180 or until it's golden brown. And then serve that up. I would serve that today. We're actually gonna take some to the racetrack. And we've got some spicy tomato sauce. Delicious.
It does sound delicious. Thank you so much, Mike. Have a great afternoon at the Supercars. And, of course, you can grab that recipe from goodfromscratch.co.nz or head to our website, newstalkzb.co.nz/Sunday.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.